From the desert of temptation and sin to the mountain of victory, to the mountain of transfiguration, second Sunday of Lent, day number 12, step number 12 in our climbing towards the victory of Easter. The Lord is with you. From Sunday's experience of Jesus in the desert, where he was tempted, but came out victoriously, the church leads us to another vision of Christian life. It is not only cross and temptation and demons, it also includes glory, and that is the meta, that is the final bus stop. It is the glory, the vision which Peter, James and John saw in Mount Tabor, Mark chapter 9:2-10, when Jesus took the three of them. Lo and behold, the aspect of Jesus changed, and they saw Moses and Elijah conversing with Jesus, and Peter, they were carried away, and Peter exclaimed, "Wow, wonderful, we are here. Let us then make our tents here." It's like the dream of every Nigerian that wants to leave the country. And when they leave the country, they say, "Wow, let us not go down there, where people suffer and there's no light and no food and no money and no road and no security." They wanted to remain there. Climbing the mountain of Tabor, what does it imply? To see the glory, you must climb the mountain. Abraham received the title of the father of faith because he climbed the mountain with the purpose of sacrificing his only son. He had everything prepared. He prepared the wood. He raised his hand with his sword, and God said, "Stop. Now that I've seen that you are what you are faithful, you climbed the mountain, you came here to exercise your faith, you will remain blessed and be the father of nations." Those who are weak can't climb the mountain. People who are not decided don't climb the mountain. People of double heart don't climb the mountain. People who easily get discouraged cannot climb the mountain. The sick cannot climb the mountain. The mountain only for the strong, the decided, the faithful. Those who are not discouraged by the mountain of problems in their life around them. Those who don't look at signs, but they look at the promise of God. These are those who get to the zenith of the mountain. And that's the aim of our Christian life. To get to the end. To win the glory. So, climbing the mountain of Easter, the mountain of transfiguration, implies those who are decided. Those who are only thinking of the gains of this life cannot climb the mountain. Those who cannot stand up and do spiritual warfare and battle who cannot climb the mountain. Those who live in the flesh cannot climb the mountain. Those who cannot wake up and pray cannot climb the mountain. Those who cannot do spiritual exercises and abstinence cannot climb the mountain. It is the stronger that can climb the mountain. So, are you ready to see the glory? You have to climb the mountain. Those who cannot endure cannot climb the mountain. The Lenten steps to get to the mountain, you climb the Lenten steps, and the Lenten steps that climb, you get there through the wings of P, F, A, of your prayer, of your fasting, of your almsgiving, of your mercy. You have to mount on this wing of your prayer, your fasting, and your PFA. That's how to get to the mountain. The mountain of transformation is reached through the wing of PFA, prayer, fasting, and mountain. I don't know what is actually your burden. You want to get to the zenith? Do you want to improve in your spiritual life? You want to be master of your passions? you want to have a quiet time to be able to converse with God and receive God's consolation? Does it occupy you, or you are worried only with this terrible situation, how to maximize your gains? You are worried only how to get out of the country. You are worried only how to make ends meet. You are worried only how to finish your studies or get your titles. You are worried only how to get fuel and get dollars. These things are important, but are you also worried to keep climbing the step? Are you stopped? Are you halted in a place? What are you putting in to keep climbing? The wings of PFA: prayer, fasting, and thanksgiving. And when they arrived, when they saw the glory, Peter said, "Wow, let us remain here. Why go back to this valley of tears? Why go back to this university of tears? Let us remain here." Christian, the spiritual consolation God gives is from time to time. But it is not all. It is not over until it's over. There are Christians who only want to enjoy the glory. They don't want to get to the camp of battle. Yeah, there are moments of spiritual consolation. But don't, until it is over, it is not over. After feeling on top, having your honeymoon with the Holy Spirit, don't think temptation will no more come. They went back. And Jesus told them, don't tell anybody this until the Son of Man is glorified. The battle continues until it's over. So God gives us these spiritual experiences from time to time to make us be firm that at the end of it all, nothing can stop us from the love of God, as important so from today's second reading. But be battle ready all the time. From the desert of temptation and sin to the mountain of glory. Let, as you fly on the wings of prayer, fasting, and giving, may you soar and to multiply and conquer all the pharaohs that rob you of your happiness, that will not allow you to become a vessel of honor in the hands of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. From the desert of temptation and sin to the mountain of victory, to the mountain of transfiguration, second Sunday of Lent, day number 12, step number 12 in our climbing towards the victory of Easter. The Lord is with you. From Sunday's experience of Jesus in the desert, where he was tempted, but came out victoriously, the church leads us to another vision of Christian life. It is not only cross and temptation and demons, it also includes glory, and that is the meta, that is the final bus stop. It is the glory, the vision which Peter, James, and John saw in Mount Tabor, Mark chapter 9, 2-10. When Jesus took the three of them, lo and behold, the aspect of Jesus changed, and they saw Moses and Elijah conversing with Jesus, and Peter, they were carried away, and Peter exclaimed, "Wow, wonderful, we are here. Let us then make our tents here." It's like the dream of every Nigerian that wants to leave the country. And when they leave the country, they say, "Wow, let us not go down there, where people suffer and there's no light and no food and no money and no road and no security." They wanted to remain there. Climbing the mountain of Tabor, what does it imply? To see the glory, you must climb the mountain. Abraham received the title of the father of faith because he climbed the mountain with the purpose of sacrificing his only son. He had everything prepared. He prepared the wood. He raised his hand with his sword, and God said, "Stop. Now that I've seen that you are what you are faithful, you climbed the mountain, you came here to exercise your faith, you will remain blessed and be the father of nations." Those who are weak can climb the mountain. People who are not decided don't climb the mountain. People of double heart don't climb the mountain. People who easily get discouraged cannot climb the mountain. The sick cannot climb the mountain. The mountain only for the strong, the decided, the faithful. Those who are not discouraged by the mountain of problems in their life around them. Those who don't look at signs, but they look at the promise of God. These are those who get to the zenith of the mountain. And that's the M of our Christian life. To get to the end. To win the glory. So, climbing the mountain of Easter, the mountain of transfiguration implies those who are decided. Those who are only thinking of the gains of this life cannot climb the mountain. Those who cannot stand up and do spiritual warfare and battle to the who cannot climb the mountain. Those who live in the flesh cannot climb the mountain. Those who cannot wake up and pray cannot climb the mountain. Those who cannot exercise, do spiritual exercises and abstinence cannot climb the mountain. It is the strong that can climb the mountain. So, are you ready to see the glory? You have to climb the mountain. Those who cannot endure cannot climb the mountain. The Lenten steps to get to the mountain, you climb the Lenten steps, and the Lenten steps that climb, you get there through the wings of P, F, A of your prayer, of your fasting, of your almsgiving, of your mercy. You have to mount on this wing of your prayer, your fasting, and your PFA. That's how to get to the mountain. The mountain of transformation is reached through the wing of PFA, prayer, fasting, and mountain. I don't know what is actually your burden. You want to get to the zenith? Do you want to improve in your spiritual life? You want to be master of your passions? You want to have a quiet time to be able to converse with God and receive God's consolation? Does it occupy you, or you are worried only with this terrible situation, how to maximize your gains? You are worried only how to get out of the country? You are worried only how to make ends meet? You are worried only how to finish your studies or get your titles? You are worried only how to get fuel and get dollars? These things are important, but are you also worried to keep climbing the step? Are you stopped? Are you halted in a place? What are you putting in to keep climbing? The wings of PFA, prayer, fasting, and thanksgiving. And when they arrived, when they saw the glory, Peter said, "Wow, let us remain here. Why go back to this valley of tears? Why go back to this university of tears? Let us remain here." Christian, the spiritual consolation God gives is from time to time. But it is not all. It is not over until it's over. There are Christians who only want to enjoy the glory. They don't want to get to the battle, the camp of battle. Yeah, there are moments of spiritual consolation. But don't, until it is over, it is not over. After feeling on top, having your honeymoon with the Holy Spirit, don't think temptation will no more come. They went back. And Jesus told them, "Don't tell anybody this until the Son of Man is glorified." The battle continues until it's over. So God gives us these spiritual experiences from time to time to make us be firm that at the end of it all, nothing can stop us from the love of God, as St. Paul tells us from today's second reading. But be battle ready all the time. From the desert of temptation and sin to the mountain of glory. Let, as you fly on the wings of prayer, fasting, and giving, may you soar and to multiply and conquer all the pharaohs that rob you of your happiness, that will not allow you to become a vessel of honor in the hands of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Por siempre, Señor. from the desert of temptation and sin to the mountain of victory, to the mountain of transfiguration. Second Sunday of Lent, day number 12, step number 12 in our climbing towards the victory of Easter. The Lord is with you. From Sunday's experience of Jesus in the desert, where he was tempted but came out victoriously, the church leads us to another vision of Christian life. It is not only cross and temptation and demons, it also includes glory, and that is the meta, that is the final bus stop. It is the glory, the vision which Peter, James and John saw in Mount Tabor, Mark chapter 9, 2-10. When Jesus took the three of them, lo and behold, the aspect of Jesus changed, and they saw Moses and Elijah conversing with Jesus, and Peter, they were carried away, and Peter exclaimed, "Wow, wonderful, we are here. Let us then make our tents here." It's like the dream of every Nigerian that wants to leave the country. And when they leave the country, they say, "Wow, let us not go down there, where people suffer and there's no light and no food and no money and no road and no security." They wanted to remain there. Climbing the mountain of Tabor, what does it imply? To see the glory, you must climb the mountain. Abraham received the title of the father of faith because he climbed the mountain with the purpose of sacrificing his only son. He had everything prepared. He prepared the wood. He raised his hand with his sword, and God said, "Stop. Now that I've seen that you are what you are faithful, you climbed the mountain, you came here to exercise your faith, you will remain blessed and be the father of nations." Those who are weak can't climb the mountain. People who are not decided don't climb the mountain. People of double heart don't climb the mountain. People who easily get discouraged cannot climb the mountain. The sick cannot climb the mountain. The mountain only for the strong, the decided, the faithful. Those who are not discouraged by the mountain of problems in their life around them. Those who don't look at signs, but they look at the promise of God. These are those who get to the zenith of the mountain. And that's the aim of our Christian life. To get to the end. To win the glory. So, climbing the mountain of Easter, the mountain of transfiguration implies those who are decided. Those who are only thinking of the gains of this life cannot climb the mountain. Those who cannot stand up and do spiritual warfare and battle who cannot climb the mountain. Those who live in the flesh cannot climb the mountain. Those who cannot wake up and pray cannot climb the mountain. Those who cannot do spiritual exercises and abstinence cannot climb the mountain. It is the stronger that can climb the mountain. So, are you ready to see the glory? You have to climb the mountain. Those who cannot endure cannot climb the mountain. The Lenten steps to get to the mountain, you climb the Lenten steps, and the Lenten steps that climb, you get there through the wings of P, F, A, of your prayer, of your fasting, of your almsgiving, of your mercy. You have to mount on this wing of your prayer, your fasting, and your PFA. That's how to get to the mountain. The mountain of transformation is reached through the wing of PFA, prayer, fasting, and mountain. I don't know what is actually your burden. You want to get to the zenith? Do you want to improve in your spiritual life? You want to be master of your passions? You want to have a quiet time to be able to converse with God and receive God's consolation? Does it occupy you, or you are worried only with this terrible situation, how to maximize your gains? You are worried only how to get out of the country? You are worried only how to make ends meet? You are worried only how to finish your studies or get your titles. You are worried only how to get fuel and get dollars. These things are important, but are you also worried to keep climbing the step? Are you stopped? Are you halted in a place? What are you putting in to keep climbing? The wings of PFA: prayer, fasting, and thanksgiving. And when they arrived, when they saw the glory, Peter said, "Wow, let us remain here. Why go back to this valley of tears? Why go back to this university of tears? Let us remain here." Christian, the spiritual consolation God gives is from time to time. But it is not all. It is not over until it's over. There are Christians who only want to enjoy the glory. They don't want to get to the battle, the camp of battle. Yeah, there are moments of spiritual consolation. But don't, until it is over, it is not over. After feeling on top, having your honeymoon with the Holy Spirit, don't think temptation will no more come. They went back. And Jesus told them, don't tell anybody this until the Son of Man is glorified. The battle continues until it's over. So God gives us these spiritual experiences from time to time to make us be firm that at the end of it all, nothing can stop us from the love of God, as important so from today's second reading. But be battle ready all the time. From the desert of temptation and sin to the mountain of glory. Let, as you fly on the wings of prayer, fasting, and giving, may you soar and you multiply and conquer all the pharaohs that rob you of your happiness, that will not allow you to become a vessel of honor in the hands of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.